This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number 3. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Apparently, the combination of parts that is the Bill-proof project, that's actually called the Rooster, which I like. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Now then, Sir Isaac Newton said this: for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. He was describing the movement of physical objects, but it turns out his laws are also predictive on political issues. And this is one of the reasons I want them just to go ahead and do what they want to do. Because we're already seeing this with abortion. Think of Newton's third law as overreach and pushback. Because in politics you see this frequently. Your sequential presidents are often of different political parties and philosophy, meaning that after 4, usually 8 years of action in one direction, there's an equal push in the opposite direction with a new administration of a different political party. And right now, the way things are unfolding here in the United States, abortion gives a good example of Newton's law, particularly this year with legislative pushback, an equal and opposite reaction to, in this case, Democrat overreach. Abortion was in a very steady state, a truce of sorts, because, you know, between the opposing views, after Roe v. Wade was handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court in 1973. The High Court ruled that a right to privacy trumped states' rights to regulate abortion, resulting in a court-determined right to abortion during the first 2 trimesters of pregnancy. Then there was Casey v. Planned Parenthood in 1992, which provided further clarification, eliminating an arbitrary third trimester prohibition, but instead permitting abortion only until fetal viability, typically in the late second trimester. Now, this is how far the left has gone. In the mid-1990s, the Clinton administration said that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. And this was the reasonable compromise, given the 2 Supreme Court rulings and the unlikelihood of Roe being overturned, because it was not ideal for either side of the abortion issue. It sort of created that truce. But here's the problem. The left can never leave anything alone, ever. They challenged the axiom, perfect is the enemy of good, and kept pushing against any limit on abortion. Planned Parenthood thrived with your taxpayer largesse, but actually against the will of many taxpayers. The abhorrent practices of Planned Parenthood, selling what they sold, like a chop shop sells auto parts, that was offensive to the sensibilities of most Americans. Newton's pendulum was beginning to swing a bit too far in one direction, and Democrats, as they are prone to do, were overreaching on this issue. If the action is small and insidious, according to Newton, so will the reaction be. It's equal but opposite. But that's not how it's playing out. Now, the Democrats decided to channel Frank Sinatra and his famous song about New York, New York, because he says, if I can make it there, I can make it anywhere. They decided if they could expand abortion there, they could expand it anywhere. And their first overreach was in New York State earlier this year when lawmakers applauded a bill that legalized abortion up to the time of birth. That standing ovation for legalized infanticide was a strong action. And Mr. Newton's pendulum was getting ready to give us the reaction. The city lights of New York City may have glowed pink in celebration, but most people were not excited about that. Then came Virginia, where a proposed bill allowed post-birth abortion, also known as infanticide. Fortunately, that did not pass. Virginia Governor Ralph Kuhnman Northam, a former pediatric neurologist, defended the bill in a radio interview talking about how a full-term baby after a failed abortion would be kept comfortable and the infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired, and then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mother. Because now you got this wiggling, laying there, human being looking around, taking in. We're going to discuss whether you make it to tomorrow there, baby. So the pendulum has swung as far as it can, and now Newton is getting ready to give the left a big league physics lesson. First, we've had the fetal heartbeat laws restricting abortion after a heartbeat can be detected, and that can occur in the 5 to 7 week range, well within the first trimester. Ohio, Mississippi, and Georgia have passed this type of law, and the left howled in outrage. Hollywood wants to boycott Georgia for filmmaking, despite the 92,000 jobs provided for Georgia residents. And, of course, actress Alyssa Milano called for a sex strike. Ironically, not having sex and becoming pregnant will really just hurt Planned Parenthood, something Milano apparently didn't ponder before tweeting her proposed sex strike. The Newton reaction was stronger in Alabama, where this past week an even more restrictive abortion law was enacted. This law would ban abortion with the exception of when the life of the mother is in jeopardy in all circumstances. Going further, the law could punish the doctors who perform abortions with life in prison. Other states are pushing back as well, Missouri, Mississippi, and Kentucky, to name a few. Now, the similarity here, say, between this and gun rights is Heller. Heller and McDonald. All these other states, New Jersey, New York, they all put gigantic roadblocks in front of just regular normal people that just want to have guns for self-defense. Nobody's trying to get enough guns to start an insurgency. Nobody wants to get out there and start a war. They just want, in most cases, a handgun to defend themselves with, and they keep them from doing that, despite Heller and McDonald. And then they get out there and they crow about states' rights. Well, here are some states pushing against their very sacred totem. Here you have each state slightly more or less restrictive than their neighbors, but a strong reaction to Democrats pushing abortion into the realm of infanticide. Missouri just passed an 8-week abortion ban. Alabama's not just pushing back against abortion overreach. They're hammering at the foundation. Senator Clyde Chambliss describes his intentions. He said, the way this bill is drafted, it's going to ask the question of personhood. The 14th Amendment gives people a person the right to life, liberty, and property. But it doesn't say when a person becomes a person. Obviously, if somebody's walking around, we know that's a person. In the womb, do we know if that's a person or not? Unborn babies can hear, they can feel it. At what point can they hear and feel and think and feel pain? We need some guidance in front of the Supreme Court. Now, recently the Supreme Court just handed down a decision, the Franchise Board versus Hyatt. And this is where they went against precedent from a 1979 case they had decided. So now the precedent has been set that they don't have to honor precedent as some sacred thing that you can't go beyond. Because the left pushed on one title, on one topic so hard. Very soon, their sacred ritual of death is going to get hammered. And it will all have been due to the fact that they didn't recognize that they had it as good as they were going to get it. And that opens a door for me and you. Because all rights matter. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Norwegians, the Samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com.
All right. What I'm about to say is going to make some of you angry. This applies to me as well. We as gun owners are an apathetic bunch. We are. We let far too many things get in the way of our activism. And, I mean, just being like a participant in this, me doing the show, you listening to the show. While I'm talking about this and you're agreeing or disagreeing with me, what I should be doing and what you should be doing is we should be calling the lawmakers on a regular basis, state and federal. I'm not worried too much about the local ones because in a lot of cases they're constrained by the state. So, state and federal. Now, that doesn't take a whole lot of time. In my state, I confess, I don't even know who I would call. That's how apathetic I am. I don't pay that much attention to what goes on in the state because in keeping with what I'm doing here, I don't want the show to become just about my state, so I look at national issues. So I am very remiss in this. But I will tell you one thing that doesn't make a difference, and it doesn't matter how many organizations I'm a member of. Because being a member of an organization and letting it stop there, saying, well, I'm a member of NRA, I'm a member of GOA, I'm a member of 2AF, of them, the most effective of all the organizations out there at what they actually do for their mission is 2AF because they bring lawsuits and they bring very successful lawsuits. And their one loss record is very impressive. Some of the other ones have hardly any besides media appearances and everything else. GOA, what have they done? NRA seems to do a bunch of stuff where they're like, you know, half the time you wish they hadn't said anything. And now we've got all this other stuff coming up. So here's what I'm going to tell you about gun rights organizations and you. Okay? Now you should be a member of as many gun rights organizations as you want to be. And you should do that, though, with the understanding that that is not the end of it. Or you don't have to be a member of any of them. And it's still not the end of it. The Second Amendment, which is the teeth of the Constitution, the rights, the Republic, if you can keep it, this is all ours. And it is up to us. It is our duty to keep it. Unless we're intent on losing it. But I don't know anybody that wants it to go away. So if you are a member of one of these organizations, and I mean, I talk to NRA members, I talk to GOA members, I talk to 2AF people, all of us agree that the activism, the thing that politicians fear the most are in constituents. They may have a lot of disdain for them, but they're really afraid of them because they really, at the end of the day, like being politicians. I mean, here recently, in 2016, we saw a bunch of politicians quit. And that was because for the first time ever, they were going to be held accountable by a president. A lot of names quit. A lot of big names quit. And that part of it is regrettable. And we've seen what the other side's got about it. The other side is so angry at Trump, they just got to get rid of Trump. But don't think they've forgotten about you. In the course of my day, I come across a bunch of companies, and I'll say, would you be willing to talk about politics on the show? And they'll be like, we really want to be apolitical. I would like to be apolitical. There's nothing I would like better than to be talking about the latest pollster from DeSantis, the latest plate from AR-500, you know, just talking about the good fine points of the gun industry, training, you know, bringing trainers on here and all this other stuff, women with guns, all that. Nothing would make me happier, except politics is very interested in the gun industry and in the people that's in the gun industry. They don't care if they put you out of work. They don't care if they put you in jail. They don't care if they put you in the ground. So understand this. You should support gun rights organizations as many as you can. If you have a good state gun rights organization, you should be supporting it. You should be supporting as many of the big national ones as you can. And you should, and at the same time, you've got to tell yourself that is not the end of it. Now, the beauty of this is that if you decide not to support any of them, like I've been talking to people that have just had it with the NRA. They're never going to do anything with the NRA again. And then they'll start talking about, I'm going to do this with this. And then when I point out the warts of that one, they just can't get past what happened to the NRA. But they've developed this problem where they can't see that the NRA is not Wayne LaPierre. And it's not the board of directors. It's the members. Long after Wayne LaPierre is gone, there will be an NRA and there will be members of the NRA. But do we need them? Yes, it's good to have groups that can do things in a representative way, which, yeah, the NRA strayed from that particular mission. You're not kidding me. I'm not kidding myself. But it's not over with when you do that. You can't be an activist by proxy. So while you're out there and being angry at this and angry at those and the others, and hey, listen, I am too. I get it. Just understand that the Second Amendment, we can save the Second Amendment. We can save the Republic, but we will have to participate. And that goes beyond voting. If you vote for somebody, then once you get that, the next political superstar in, you got to be calling him and reminding him, I made you, I can break you. And that is the fact of the matter. That is the truth of the matter. So while we're all sitting out here and, you know, coming to grips with the facts that everything we heard about NRA from some of the malcontents was actually true, just remember that that was due to apathy from a lot of different quarters. And, you know, we'll continue to see it, and it's never going to go away. The fight's never going to be over, period. That's it. End of story. Anybody doesn't like that? Well, I don't like it either. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parts of Oklahoma and Texas are under tornado watches as the area braces for severe weather, which could include tornadoes. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says his area is doing what they can to be prepared for the storms.
Mark Gower, our emergency management director, has been keeping us abreast of the situation, and it's kind of changing throughout the day, but we're just making sure we're prepared, and we've got eyeballs on this storm, and we're just praying for the best.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to make the minimum age to buy tobacco products 21 in the United States.
Today I'm introducing federal legislation to make 21 the new minimum age for purchasing any tobacco product anywhere in the United States. Cigarettes, e-cigarettes, vapor products, and everything else.
President Trump is holding a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed. Your AR probably already has a little of that Aero Precision DNA. To add more, go to Aero Precision USA. That rhymes. I have to call them up. I might need a bonus. Hey, once upon a time, we woke up one morning and there was this new thing called YouTube. And this was a thing where anybody could put a video up on there. And you could post anything you wanted, and you could go watch a video on pretty much anything out there. Need to learn how to change this special, you know, mowing faucet? Well, there's a video for that. There are a bunch of videos that were a bunch of junk. And to be honest with you, that hasn't really changed that much. But it was like almost anything that wasn't porn was fair game on YouTube. Then YouTube became a big business. People started making a lot of money on the platform. There are a lot of millionaires out there that are not 30 years old yet. Some of them are not 25 years old yet. And as a result, YouTube figured they had a say in who could make that money because they call the shots, right? Now, over the last few years, as political, especially since 2016, gun channels have come under fire from YouTube, although lots of different channels are coming under fire from YouTube. If you are out there and you're making, there's one little subgroup of YouTubers that came from that app called Vine, which was a bunch of 8-second videos where you've got, I mean, people that are just geniuses out there, that kids that are just geniuses that learned how to make money making an 8-second video. And if they get out there and sing a copywritten song, if they do a cover live on with no accompaniment, they'll get copyright stricken, and they'll take away their ability to make money on it. They've really tightened up that ship. Gun channels, we come under fire too. Firearm YouTubers have had to take the blame in a lot of cases for mass shootings, all despite the fact that there's no evidence has been presented that any of these people had anything to do with gun YouTubers, which they never did. I mean, the people that are gun YouTubers, what they really did was they really stimulated gun sales. And this was all coming along at the tail end of the Bush presidency and all during the Obama presidency. Now, along the way, the platform has learned some things. Like, they've had different versions of things they call adpocalypse. And this is where the latest version of adpocalypse is where channels, like where I said, pretty much anything goes. One kind, the biggest channels on YouTube are about opening toys, believe it or not. And the biggest YouTube channel that makes the most money is about opening toys. And amongst the more deviant of our society, a lot of the pedophiles like to watch the children opening the toys on these YouTube videos. So when it comes to the attention of advertisers like Coca-Cola or PepsiCo or any of the big manufacturers of anything, that their ads are being placed on something where there's pedophilic comments in because of the video, because of the way the video is being interpreted, which is simply an opportunity to look at a child, then that becomes the makings of adpocalypse. They pull their dollars down, and then Google sits back and says, okay, we can't be doing this. They don't like, for gun channels, there's a few things they don't like. They don't like suppressors. They don't like how-tos if it comes to taking a gun apart. They do not like 3D printed or DIY weapons and ammunition. And they don't like you to do any sort of instruction on how to obtain any of these. Those are no longer monetizable on YouTube. And videos featuring use can only take place in an appropriate, safe, and controlled environment. And you don't get to monetize videos depicting improper usage of. So, I've got a lot of questions about this, though, okay? How does YouTube determine what usage is improper? Is there someone at YouTube with proper training on safe gun handling who will implement those policies? Well, the short answer to that is no, they don't. There's nobody there. How will they know when someone is in a controlled environment or not and who has the authority to reach that conclusion? They don't. Is a range, in fact, safer and more controlled than the creator's private property such that this policy needs to be implemented to begin with? What's a modified weapon? They don't like modified weapons. The other questions are like, who do you think you are and what gives you the right? Now, this is YouTube's site, and they can do with it what they want to. But here we go to the big question. For YouTube and all other social media platforms, or companies rather, are you a publisher or are you a platform? Because there is a clear-cut legal distinction between the two. A publisher is responsible for the content on the network. It can be sued for defamatory content, but it is also allowed to essentially censor content as well for any reason it wants. And I'm using that term, but that's not to imply that I'm saying it's censorship in a manner of speaking most of us think of the term. No government is censoring. Private entities can censor, as in this instance, if they are a publisher. It gives the power to censor as it wishes, but because it does, it is responsible for everything published. The platform has no responsibility. So, recently Steven Crowder used a cell phone company as a example. The cell phone company isn't responsible for what transpires on its network. And on the other hand, it doesn't get to decide what's discussed on its networks either. YouTube and other social media companies have enjoyed some of the best of both worlds, and there's your problem. Because they routinely censor content. So if you've had a post yanked from YouTube or Facebook, you know this. This dictates, they dictate content all the time, much like a publisher. But they also hide behind the shield of being a platform. And in this case, YouTube is carving an exclusionary policy to hurt a lot of different kinds of channels, thus trying to massage what content is being produced. That's the act of a publisher, not a platform. If YouTube is going to be a publisher, that means it's responsible for defamatory statements made on the platform, and there have been a ton of them, because something like 300 hours of video is uploaded to YouTube every minute. They want to be a publisher, that means they need to check all of that for any potentially defamatory content. And that's a road they don't want to go down. The other side of that, however, is to be a platform, make it clear that you aren't going to censor videos in any way, shape, or form, and that trying to do so means you also have to control every other video being uploaded to some degree. And that means leaving all channels alone. And here comes the problem. If you're going to sit there and use YouTube as a money-making proposition, that means you have to look at every video. And you have to make a determination and a call, and then you have to work with the content provider. And if the content provider is okay with not making money on it, then you got no issues. If the content provider wants to know how to fix that, then you have to give them a clear answer as to what they got to do and stop or not do. You can't be vague about it. You got to be sort of detailed about it. So there's the problem. There's their problem they face. This is why I want them to go whole hog. Let us decide what you are. And as soon as you become a publisher, that's fine. But if you're not going to be a publisher, then you got to shut up. And you got to cease and desist. And that's their predicament, because they are not going to do that voluntarily. And if they don't, and they kick us all off, then won't be tomorrow, but there will be somebody else that comes along. There will be another. Sort of like the Jedi. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To make my pops want to talk and all the wisdom he shared.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Last time on the firing lot. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Saw an article that praised the efforts of Shannon Watts, Squeaky, and her attempt to leverage the irrational gun fear of the Levi's executives. When I looked at that, I realized her focus, which is not a new revelation by any means, I realized that her focus is severely misguided. For the anti-gun crowd, violating the rights of their fellow citizens is, quote, success, regardless of the number of people left unarmed and helpless in the wake of their feel-good crusade. Shannon Squeaky Watts, the founder of the infamous radical anti-Second Amendment group, Moms Demand Attention for Gun, I'm sorry, Action for Gun Safety, said, I think I am living proof that someone who has no experience as an activist can make a difference. I was just a really angry mom of five living in Indiana when I got off the sidelines. If you're passionate about an issue and you just keep showing up and you convince people to join you along the way, you will force change, which is from the Levi Strauss website. Never mind that she makes in excess of $200,000 a year from Michael Bloomberg as his primary lieutenant. And never mind that she, you know, she has a big, big public relations marketing background. Using emotion and reactive activism, that's usually used in a very dishonest attempt to get people to join a dishonest cause. If the activists were truthful, they wouldn't go very far. So they have to employ fear and anger. And that's their tool of choice. Misguided fear and anger are the fuel that gives people political license to violate the rights of others. And in this case, under the guise of gun safety. Now, if the rights of Americans were important to angry gun grabbers, their mission would crumble really fast. But because the emotional element that surrounds a gun conversation is so strong and continually perpetrated by those who benefit from it, the anti-gun crowd will use it to their advantage and never talk about rights. By perpetuating gun fear and conditioning society with terms like gun violence and assault weapon and weapons of war, the anti-Second Amendment radicals have the advantage of fear on their side. They can manipulate non-gun owners into believing that guns cause violence. So if the killer didn't have access to a gun, they would not kill. Except that's not true. The anti-Second Amendment radicals can also train people who aren't paying attention to believe that gun owners are recklessly and intentionally putting everyone in danger, which if that were the truth, non-gun owners, most of you would be gone by now. I'm not saying that as a threat. I'm saying that as a bona fide truth. If there's, if we have, let's say we have 18, 19 million concealed permit carriers, and then we've got 13 states where you don't have to have a permit to carry a gun. By now, just in 5 or 6 days, wouldn't we eliminate the population? So, we're not putting anybody in danger. But I understand that this builds hatred towards us. They like to say things about people like me and you, like the blood is on our hands, when they try to place the blame for murder on their fellow Americans. Sometimes, in a lot of cases, women who wanted a gun for self-defense. Logically thinking people scratch their heads and wonder, how is it that everyone doesn't question the anti-gun radicals on the fact that their focus is on gun violence when it should be on human violence? Now, right now, and heretofore up for quite some time, most of the anger has been directed at the NRA, which the NRA is like Trump in a way. The NRA is a stand-in. It's a representative image. It's a cutout, if you will. People don't like Trump because they don't like you. People don't like the NRA because they don't like people like you. So people who just, good people that protect their families. And, they should, everybody should be against gun-free school zones. Everybody should be against that. And then everybody should be against, like recently we saw with these school kids out there in Colorado. They should get tired of being exploited in order to push for more gun control regulations. If everybody denounced that kind of propaganda and demanded that the focus be put on the causes of human violence, the spotlight would then shift to all the things that the anti-gun political left supports, like open borders and sanctuary cities and rampant pharmaceutical drug use and welfare dependency and gun-free zones. But we can't have that discussion now, can we? We can't go after the people that are the victims. So it's got to be about the guns. That's much easier to do because the victims are the constituency of the left. In Colorado, legal marijuana is out there, and they just legalized mushrooms. So do we think it's going to be better to have a bunch of people running around stoned or tripping on shrooms? Or does it have to be about the guns? This push to disarm us is a clear example of a bunch of deceitful people misleading us and others who don't know any better by leveraging their own fear and anger against them. If people were able to see the anti-gun propaganda is designed to mislead them, the anti-gun groups would be seen for what they really are, which is fearful, angry, chasing a ghost that never existed while simultaneously putting good people in danger. So, as we go away, let me give you a few little factoids just to stick in your wallet, your purse, whatever you want to do. Gun-free zones have been the target of more than 98% of all mass rampage killings. Anti-gun groups support gun-free zones. So that means they have supported and enabled 98%. Of all the mass shootings done, all the rampage killings, 98% of them have been supported by the people pushing for gun free zones. Guns are used 2.46 million times per year in America to save lives. That coming from the CDC. That report was hidden from the public for 20 years. 90% of all criminals surveyed in jail admitted to avoiding background checks when acquiring firearms. That comes from the DOJ. The only thing capable of violence is a thing that is capable of reasoning, a thing that is capable of having morals, a thing that is capable of making decisions, and that would be humans. And until that real problem is looked at, and then after you look at the humans, then there's going to be other subsets of things out there that you're going to have to look at. We got to get rid of poverty. We got to get back to education. We got to reinforce the family. All those things. We got to shore up the parts of America that these Democrats have betrayed. And there's people out there doing it, but it's not going to happen overnight. So, if you're going to take anything away from this, take this away. Being deplatformed is not forever. You don't have to be a member of anything to be an activist. But you do have to be active. And you do have to be persistent. So, be of good cheer and understand that they can only get from us that which we're going to give them. So all we have to do is decide not to give them anything. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.